The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Memtes. The Gemara beginning of Perek Avamisus on Amud Beis. There's a long shock of attire here in the Gemara, the whole Amud, about when a Mishnah says a Seder Hadvarim, whether the Seder is Ma'akiv or not. The Gemara brings different cases, Shuvah Samanin, by Ksamim, Ma'asim Akipurim, Seder Tamin, different cases. Taisis Yesakasha, that we have Mishnayis in the end of Rosh Hashanah that talk about Seder Brachas, meaning the Brachas of Shemin Esrei, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and the Seder Hatkiyas, that over there it's Ma'akiv. Why doesn't the Gemara bring that case? Now, it's interesting that Tosfos brings a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah about the Seder of the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah. What about the Seder of the Brachas of a regular Shemin Esrei, of Ochadik Shemin Esrei? So the emphasis is that there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos about this. Because the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara state that Emtzoiyos, the middle Brachas of Shemin Esrei, ain't lohen Seder. There's no Seder to the Brachas. The Gemara is in Brachas of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. And there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there, had a lom shot in the Gemara. Rashi learns, ain't lohen Seder, the imdilik Bracha Achas, Rashi knows that if a person in the marshal skips Rafa'enu, and then he remembers when he's up to Shema Kaleinu, so he puts in Rafa'enu right over there, and then he continues to Shema Kaleinu. That's L'chor, the Pashtub Shat. In the words, M'tziyo is Ein Lehen Seder. That the Seder is not Ma'akiv. Avada Rashi's Moed L'chatchila is a Seder, but Akoponim B'dievet, there's no need, and Utaka be also L'chor, to go back and say over the brachas that you already said. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos over there learns not like that. Tosfos brings rayas from different cases, from Megillah and Halal, Krishma, that it says that Lumafrei and not Yoitza, and that it says over there by Megillah, it says V'chein B'Halal, V'chein B'Krishma, V'chein B'Tzila. Then in Tzila also, the Seder is Ma'akiv, because Lumafrei and not Yoitza. Okay, so what's the Pshat in the Gemara? So it's got Tosfos. Tosfos brings a Pshat from the Rashbam and the Rif. Ein Lohen Seder means that the first three brachas of Shemin Esrei and also the last three brachas of Shemin Esrei are each group of three is considered like one bracha. Meaning if somebody makes a tayus and he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha, so normally he would just go back to the beginning of that bracha. For example, if somebody didn't say B'Sein Talum Mater, so he goes back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. What if somebody didn't say Mashav Aruach and he's already after the Siyum HaBracha? So he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. But we don't say the beginning of the bracha is Ato Gibor, which is the Etzem bracha of Gvuritz. Rather, we say that all three brachas are Kichod HaShivi. So Mele has to go back to the beginning of Brichas Avis, in other words, to the beginning of Shemin Esrei. The same thing in the last three brachas. If a person has to go back for whatever reason, so he has to go back always to Ritzei, not just to Maidim or Simshalim. Okay, so Avdem Zakti Gemara Emtzoyis Ein Lohen Seder. But that's only true the first three brachas and the last three brachas. But the middle brachas, we don't say that all of them are considered like one long bracha. Rather, we say each bracha is a separate bracha. But if Lamashul, like in our case, somebody forgot Rafa'inu and now he's up to Shema Kaleinu, so we say he does not have to go back to Atochainin. However, he does go to Rafa'inu and not just say Rafa'inu and then continue Shema Kaleinu. Rather, he says Rafa'inu and then he continues Baruch Aleinu and the whole Shemin Esrei Al HaSeder, because there is a Halacha Al HaSeder. Even though it says Emtzoyis Ein Lohen Seder, it does not mean that there's no Seder. It means that it's not all Kachod HaShivi. As I learned Taisus, and that's not the Halacha. As I read Kapaskind in Shulchan Aruch. So back to our Gemara over here in Sanhedrin. So Tosfos is asking from these cases of Rosh Hashanah, of brachas on Rosh Hashanah, why did Tosfos ask from brachas of regular Shemin Esrei? So I don't have a very good teretz. The only teretz I could say is that maybe Tosfos was leipsikulahu to say that there's a real Seder, because Rashi learns from the Gemara here that's Takem, so you say learn Seder. Same as Takem, Tzayis Halein, Hadach Nishtazay, but maybe Tzayis Halein wasn't so bar that you can ask a Kasha on the Gemara and Sanhedrin from over here, since there's another way to learn here, or maybe Tzayis and Sanhedrin Takem held like Rashi. Cholayf and Akaponim, but that's the Hara. Now, Lagabi the Ikakasha that Tysus asks on Rashi is another Kasha in Megillah, the Yudzainam and Beis. Tysus the Ramasil Hister, the Gemara says that Shimon HaPakuli was Mesader the Shemayne Esrei Brachas Lefnei Ramagamliel Al HaSeder. He was Mesader all 18 Brachas, and it says before in the Gemara, the Brisa, Al HaSeder, there was a Seder. So, for example, we can't cast the mashapirish Rashi be brachas. The imtah ba'achas mina brachas. Shatzorch lachzor shoyim be bracha shoshachach. The goyim mitzvilosik. Right. In fact, this is that you see over here now, Rashi. Rashi saying that you just put in refainu before shmakaleinu, and you're all set, and you just continue. Meaning you don't have to say over all the brachas you missed. I'll become the chassid and say it. I'll say the fractaisis. But you see over here that the takana was that it should be al seder as a fractaisis. So Efshe Kem and Zogim and Das Rashi as follows. The Bach in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Nois Yud, Bach says, he brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Gershom, Ben Shlomo, and the Ravid, which is really brought earlier in the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Dalet Zivov. Akaponim, he brings such a Shita that even though we just said that Emtsayus ain't lehen seder, that's the Gemara, Emtsayus ain't lehen seder, which means, at the very least, meaning even according to Tosfos, if you won't say like Rashi, but at the very least it means you do not have to go back, if you made a mistake, you do not have to go back to the beginning of the Emtsayus, certainly not to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Zogt over the Bach, b'shem these Rishonim, that if a person was mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, b'kavona, or he skipped something, b'kavona, meaning b'mezid, then tzorich lachzor l'reish hatfilah. Then he has to go back all the way to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Beis Yosef earlier in Kovdal at Tzivov brings this shita of Rabbeinu Gershom Reb Shlomo and derived it, and he says, but it's not true, because the halacha is that Emtsayus Eivla and Seder, you don't have to go back to the beginning. And he says that the other Rishonim argue on this shita. But the Bach is machzik in this shita of Rabbeinu Gershom Reb Shlomo and derived it. And the emphasis is that the Bach is not the only one who holds like this. The Bir Halacha, the Mishabur already brings this in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet. Sorry, in Simen Kuf Dalet, Sivov, in the Mishabur over there, in Sivkat al-Khafei, he says, he brings a machlekes about this. He says that if a person was mafsik in Shemoneh Esrei, he'd been mazed. He says, Tzorachi and Godel b'dinze, Tzorachi and Sofik, Yeshoimrim the Chayze take it for the Reish HaTfilo. Yeshoimrim the Leishna ben Shayim Glomazin. And others hold not like that. So that's really the machlokes we just saw, the Bes Yosef and the Bach, that the Bes Yosef is Mekel, that you don't have to go back to the beginning. Bach is Machmer. Besides the Bes Yosef that's Mekel, the Bir Halacha with the Maschel Dinoi, he brings that the Levush, and the Lestamid, and the Taz, and the Derech HaChayim, and the Goyin, B'Shem Dirashbo, they all hold that Yitaka don't have to go back. However, as we said, the Bach is not a Das Yochid, the Bir Halacha they brings the Knesset HaGdoyla, the Magen Avram, the Yerabba, the Pichodosh, the Chayodom, the Magen Giborim, that Yitaka do have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Hakoponim, Zochino, that is Yitochen, that even like Rashi, I mean, that's according to Tysus, but the emphasis, even Rashi could hold like this. That even though the Gemara says, Emtsayus ain't lehen seder, and therefore, Rashi saying, you could say the Brachas Shalai Allah Seder. But, the Gemara says in Megillah, the Brisa says, Shimon Bekuli was Masada the Brachas Allah Seder. So, in fact, Tysus said it is a Seder. Yeah, so it could be the Terence is, the Nafkamina is Bemazed. If it was Bemazed, then the Taki have to go back to the Hoshman Esrei has to be said Allah Seder. You can't just go back and do it Shalai Allah Seder for Shnei. Then you have to go back and say Allah Seder. Uncle Panim, the point is that there is a Seder to the Brachas. It's not just a random conglomeration of different brachas. There is a Seder. And not only is it a Seder l'chatchila, but in certain cases it's even ma'akim. The Hainu, in this case, of the Mezid. Now, so we have these Rishonim over here, Rabbeinu Gershom of Shlomo and the Ravid, who hold that if a person was mafsik, b'mezid, in Shemoneh Esrei, he has to go back to the beginning. So what's talking about pshat? What's nafkamin if you did a b'mezid or b'shoigig? There are halachas of hefsik. Hefsik, sometimes a deeper is hefsik, sometimes it's not a hefsik. What should be the chilek of mezid or b'shoigig? So in the Sefer Emek Bracha, the first stickle in Tefillah, Ois Aleph, he says pshat based on Reb Chaim. Kidu Reb Chaim says in the Sefer, he brings that he heard it from Reb Chaim. A component about Reb Chaim's Dr. Gracie Yisrael in Tefillah, that he's two dinim of kavon and Tefillah. There's one din of kavon and Tefillah, of kavon and Pirush Hamilus. And that's tackle of Chatzil in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But it's ma'akiv only in Birchas Avos. But it's mochach in the Rambam, Reb Chaim points out, that there is a Kavanah that's ma'akiv in the entire Tefillah. So what is that? Dr. Chaim, that's not the Kavanah of Pirush Hamilus, that's the Kavanah of that a person is Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, to know that he's being misfollow, that he's standing Lefnei HaShchino. And they attack many halachas in Tefillah that have to do with that Amidah Lefnei HaShchino. So Ayin Shom B'Divrei Reb Chaim is Ma'ir Chavetz. So Zog the Me'el of the Emek Bracha, that's the Pshat over here. That if a person spoke out with Shoygeng, so the Pshat says, he knows he's an Amidah Lefnei HaMelech. And for whatever reason, Pesad Dibur was Niflot Mitech Piv. But if a person speaks out in Mezid, it means he knows he's davening, and he says, you know what, I don't care, I'm going to do something else. He says, that is a steer to the Etzem HaTefillah. It's not just time that it's a hefsik. The pshat is it's a steer to the whole tefillah. So b'meilo he has to start all over again. Now pizeh, he's yoytze lodon, really lachlik on the chayodom. The chayodom klal chafes of tes says that if a person is a milish menesri, and he has a sotik in halacha, he's not sure what to do. He said, let's say mashav v'ruach instead of marid atal, chadoyme, he skipped the alviyavim when he was supposed to say it, and he doesn't know what to do. So what should he do now? So zok to chayodom, he could go away from his seat and go take out a sefer and be ma'ayin. And he says, not only that, you can even ask somebody a shayla what to do. If you don't know the halacha, you can ask somebody. So what's the pshat? So the Mishnah Sadam explains, because hayoy is l'tzayrech, the tefillah, that's not a hefzik. Just like the marshal by Birch Samaitzi, the person's allowed to speak out if he needs a knife, if he needs a malach, whatever it is. You can speak out because it's a tzayrech, it's not a hefzik. So zog the chayodim over here, this dibur is l'tzayrech menesri. As I zog the chayodim, zog the obdeh mikbrocha, when he's dieting near a barish enkein hadin, he says, avadis and itazay. Because over here, it's not just a question of hefzik. When you make a brocha, the question of hefzik, so we say it's not a hefzik, because you're still asukim ba'is inyin. Mashenkin over here, asukim ba'is inyin doesn't help, because over here, the minute you walk away from your place, the minute you take out a sefer, you start being ma'ayin, so that's really not oimil f'nei ha'melech. As I zog the emik brocha, that he comes to argue on
the Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.